everyone. My name is Barbara Torres. Welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Board of Directors Ad Hoc Facility Committee meeting tonight. It is January 23rd. It is now 5:07 p.m. We are at our Carson site tonight, and we're going to go ahead and get started. Rabbi Belia, since you're the chair of the committee, can you call the meeting to order?
Good evening, everyone. I'm calling the ad hoc committee meeting to order. And I believe that we will begin by pledging allegiance.
Yes, right after I take roll of the full committee members. Rabbi Belia?
Here.
Dr. Yapanel? Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Thank you. So Ms. Covarrubias is joining as an alternate member of the committee, since Dr. Yapanel will be here until later this evening.
Did you get this?
Thank you. With that, if everyone can please rise, we're going to go ahead and have our Pledge of Allegiance.
Where's the flag?
One second.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you, Russell. Put your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. With that, we have our general public comment section. Is there anyone on the line or here in person who'd like to give a general public comment on any item that is not on the agenda? As a reminder, our public comments are 3 minutes per speaker, and if any translation is needed, I can help with that. Okay, no public comments for this, for non-agendized items. We'll move on to the approval of the agenda. If I can have a committee member approve the agenda as presented.
I'll make the motion to approve the agenda as submitted.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. I'll go ahead and take roll. Votes. Rabbi Belia?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Thank you. The agenda has been approved as presented. As a reminder, our meeting is being recorded, and state your name before speaking for all those who are on the line. Next are action items. First item is 2A, approval of change order request by Oldman Construction Company for MSA 1, and Mr. Antiveros, our General Counsel and Facilities Director of Magnolia Public Schools, will present.
Yes, good morning. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
This is Patrick. So we will need to table this item. I was unable to get both the design team and the contracting team to be here for this evening. So I know that from the last meeting it was important to the committee that both be available to discuss the change orders and, you know, what was the reason for them, to get a better, ultimately get a better understanding and determine if these are justifiable change orders. So again, unfortunately, they were not able to be here, but I am working on scheduling them for a future date.
Is there a motion to table?
I'll make the motion to table.
Thank you. After
we table, theoretically there's no discussion, but I'd like a little discussion if possible. Can I hold your motion in abeyance until we can discuss this issue?
Before the board discusses, are there any public comments on this specific item? Okay, go ahead.
So I just want to reiterate that the key thing we're looking to, is there were structural things that were needed to be done. They were flagged in this last stage. As we were trying to struggle with the power company to get things turned on. So there's two kind of separate issues. One issue is the power company may not be able to do much about that. But the first issue about why specifically the ducting that was much more fire safe was not in the original plan or not in the plan check or not discovered by the contractor. I understand the architect has designed a few schools, so he should have been aware of when this was the law. I understand that the plan checkers are pretty experienced people. They should have checked. And finally, I understand that Oldman has worked on other schools, So it's reasonable to expect that of these three parties, one of them should have said, new law, we have to make this change. And that's what we're looking for, is when was that law passed,
yep.
and so forth. That's the key thing that we're looking for. Any comment from other committee members? I just want to add one other thing, and that is that my inclination, because of the nature of this kind of thing, when we do finally get the report, to kick it back to the board. I don't want to take responsibility of short-circuiting the board on this item, because it's more symbolic than it is a major thing. I mean, we'll do the work, we'll come with a recommendation, but we need to, I think, have the board understand what process we went through.
Fine.
Is that okay with everybody?
So do you want to do that now?
No, we can't kick it back. We could kick it back to the board now, but right now let's get the information and do the work, discuss it, and then we'll come to a vote with the board.
That can be part of the language of the motion.
Okay. So, interested in...
Barbara, do you want to go ahead and read the motion?
Is there any other comments?
Yeah.
Okay, so just for information, this motion is being changed from the original motion on the report, since the item is being postponed. So the new motion on the table that Ms. Gonzalez is making is to table the item and recommend approval to the full board. So you would be recommending an approval, not approving it. Itself.
Right.
Okay, Ms. Gonzalez, are you okay with that?
I am okay with that. I'll make the motion to go ahead and table it until the next meeting or whenever we get the information.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias.
And can vote now?
Yes. Rabbi Belia?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Thank you. That was item 2A, and the motion, the revised motion, has been approved. Next, we have 2B, approval of water fountain stations for MSA 2, and our new principal at that site, Mr. Garner, will present. He is on the line. Go ahead, Mr. Garner.
Yes, good evening, everybody. This is David Garner, principal of Magnolia Science Academy 2. Thank you so much for everybody's time. So we at Magnolia Science Academy 2 began this year with our new CIF high school sports program. In that time, we've had a number of students participating in girls volleyball, boys and girls cross country, boys and girls basketball, just to name several of the sports that we've been doing. During this time, we've had a higher amount of students training during seventh period, which is their sports class. In that time, the consumption of water has gone up significantly because the students are running outside in the hotter parts of the day. In particular, the summer sports that start in August, which is cross country boys and girls, girls volleyball. There are some days that are obviously very hot in the San Fernando heat. We know there, you know, are massive heat waves that we've all experienced. In particular, we have drinking fountains currently on our campus that are not of high enough quality. We are co-located with LUSD. We are requesting to add 2 water bottle filling stations. The reason we're requesting that is because currently our solution, besides our free drinking water fountains, is that we have water bottles and drinks for sale, which are causing additional plastic waste consumption, and it's not as environmentally sustainable for our campus. So the kids are buying lots of drinking water. We are proposing water bottle filling stations, so the students can then bring their own refillable Magnolia or other water bottles that they can then fill up at the school, which will include also a filtration system. And one of the units will have also a additional electrical attached to it so that they can have cold water, which will be outside of P10. This will have to also, in this process, we'll have to have additional asbestos remediation take place, additional tiles be relayed, walls will have to be cut into, there'll be plumbing implications, electrical implications. The other water fountain will be outside of G54, where the current drinking fountain is, and that will be a renovation, and the other one will be with the cooling system outside of P10. This is highly beneficial for our campus. Currently, once again, due to the factors that I stated, it will also serve all of the students in providing more high quality drinking water free of charge to the students. which is better than the current options that we've had. And we have LASD as our vendor. The reason is that they have all of the approvals that will be necessary to do it properly up to their specs. And bringing in an outside vendor has been told to us that will not be the best case scenario and will still involve us utilizing LASD approval processes and funds and paying them to do a lot of the inspections, et cetera, along the way. So therefore, LUSD is the project manager as well as the plumbing, electrical, and all the additional line items that you'll see in the proposal here. We're asking for $33,686 and change from our long-term reserve. It will not have an implication on our current budget since this is from a one-time expense from the long-time reserve. We do have enough funds to cover that. And that being said, I really appreciate the committee's consideration on this item. On behalf of all the students, the athletes, the families, and all of the staff as well, and stakeholders at MSA2. So I want to thank all the committee for your consideration. And if anyone has questions, I'm here to speak to that. Also, Patrick has been working on this project as well on the contract reviews. So either of us can answer to these questions. Thank you so much.
I understand that our new procedure is that the public is now invited to say something.
Yes, after the staff presents.
We pause.
I just want to add more from the staff perspective because David Gardner, principal of MSA2, this is Alfredo Rubalcaba, CEO, Superintendent Magnolia Public Schools. David was our dean of students, and at the time when the initial item was presented to the ad hoc, I believe the price tag was $72,000.
Yes.
So the ad hoc committee requested that we get further quotes to lower the price. So the team here has worked diligently to lower it from $72,000 to $33,000, saving us some money. So I just wanted to add that context before turning it over to any public
comment.
This is Patrick Contreras. I think it is prudent to have LAUSD do this work themselves. Based on my experience at this campus on other MSA2 related projects, when they don't do it, you really risk time and possibly budget impacts that you may not foresee. So again, in light of other experiences that I've had at this school, I think it's definitely the way to go.
So is this the final?
Wait just a second, ma'am. Is there public comment?
Anyone at any of our remote locations or here in person?
This is the new rule.
Yes, having a public comment on this specific item.
Excuse me? Would you go ahead? I don't think there's anybody waiting. Public comment.
So this is Nicole Barrubias. My question is this the final cost? Is there not going to be any more changes? Because I don't have anything from LAUSD here.
Yes, that is the final cost. And we did submit from Maria Thorpe. This is David Garner again. Sorry, this is David Garner again, principal of MSA2. I don't know if anyone else was speaking that I could not hear physically there.
Go ahead.
But to address your question, thanks. To address your question, Ms. Colrubias, yes, this is the final cost, and there actually is a direct quote from LUSD that we did submit. If you don't have that, we can make sure everybody gets a copy of that. It does have line by line all of the related expenses. I can read it. Mm-hmm. Line by line right now, if that would help anyone, if you guys don't have that to refer to, but there are no additional costs. We've been told this includes all inspections, all labor, all plumbing, all materials, of the additional steps that are required for this protocol and installation to take place, as well as up to ADA compliance. So yeah, that's all the costs incurred.
Yeah, David, Mr. Garner, I found the form. Thank you.
At this time,
thank you so much for the questions, holders.
Are there any comments from Ms. Gonzalez?
No.
So I have a comment. Yes, we're going to approve this, I feel, but I would like us to start a new section on our website called Is This a Prudent Expense? And I would like us to begin to list these expenses and what the real expense would be if we could get a normal union contractor to do this job. Just we'll begin. This is number one. And I know I need to make a separate motion to have this on our website, but I want to be sure that in the new era of being open with the public, we help to list for them what are the expenses, because we are forced into a cooperative relationship with LAUSD, and what would it cost if we were able to seek market union proper work outside of the LAUSD. I think we could justify that.
Transparency.
Thank you, Rabbi, for that feedback. This is David Garner again, principal of MSA2. I just want to reiterate, definitely it does sound like a high expense when you look at, you know, the cost of a water fountain itself. However, we did have some trouble with other, you know, our neighboring school behind us, Birmingham, did actually install on their own with their own contractors the whole school with these exact water bottle filling stations. Subsequently, LUSD did come and make them remove all of them due to it not being done according to their specs. So they did have to incur additional costs from that additional step that took place. You know, a lot of this also is due to the fact that they did say there is remediation for asbestos that takes place in some of the walls. So once again, once we're cutting open LUSD walls and we are the tenant, that does require them to do health and safety inspections and additional protocols that they do have. So I do agree that when you look at that price of $33,000 for two drinking fountains, it does sound like if you look at the cost of a drinking fountain online, it doesn't add up. But if you look at the line items and knowing that we are the tenant here in a situation where we don't own our own property yet, we would love to get to that point, obviously down the road. But doing it so that our, so to speak, landlord, LUSD, does not require us to redo it or give us an additional cost or additional penalty for anything that may not have been done according to their specs when they go back through and check the labor. Another example is the football field for Birmingham was a $4 million expense for the football field for the renovation. Birmingham administrators shared with me that when the LUSD inspectors came, they required about a half an inch of additional material to be placed under what the work that they had done, and that incurred several hundred thousand dollars, I don't have the exact amount, of money. At least that's what I got from one of the administrators that gave me that quote. I don't have the exact quote, so I don't quote me directly on that, but they did say it was a very highly expensive finding when they tried to do it with their own very, very experienced professional team that had built many stadiums in lots of different locations and schools, et cetera. Yet the ultimate LUSD, as the owner of the property, has the right to inspect at the end. And when they had a finding, they had the cost to fix that finding, made it, you know, it postponed all of the use that they planned on doing. It was a facility issue. It also put them in a budgetary crisis where they had to shift funds around. So that's one of the reasons why I do agree. You know, when we just look at that number, it does come across as a potentially question, why is it really that expensive to do this, you know, install two drinking fountains? However, you know, we do have the, right now, the situation where we do have to follow the protocols of the land that we are currently leasing from LUSD. And these are the real issues that have come up from our neighbor schools, which we work closely with. And those are the things that we're trying to avoid in this process, is to do it and get, you know, an additional finding where we have to come back to the board and explain why we're asking for additional funds to, you know, fix something that LUSD then finds in their inspection later. Even if we, you know, follow all of their, you know, their inspection points to a T with a great experienced vendor. This is something that does come up. So that's, thank you for the feedback, Rabbi. And I do agree about transparency as well. And I definitely appreciate your feedback on that.
Yeah.
But that was just kind of my response to that.
Thank you, Mr. Gardner. I do sit in a conference room just across the street from the high school field you're referring to, and we marveled at how things were done and then redone. And so I appreciate your, first of all, having worked very hard to cut this from 72 to 33. But nevertheless, I feel that proper work could be done for less, and that this is not a matter of in any way short-circuiting the health, safety, or anything else of LAUSD, but since we are often held up in public forums as an unnecessary expense, and things that are being charged to us really are things that we're supposed to be responsible for, I think it's important for us as an organization to register these things, not because we're counseling people to a rebellion or that we think that we're going to not be able to pay attention to the LAUSD requests. We humbly submit. But we acknowledge that we could have saved money, and we want the public to be aware of that. And I commend you for all the work you did. And now I'd like to ask the board if there's any other discussion. Could we have a motion?
You can add that
to
your motion, or if you want to ask staff to look into it to see if that's a possibility, or add it as part of your motion.
I think we're going to separate this, but in the minutes I'd like it to reflect it. So I think we're just voting on the narrow thing here. Do we approve all this work that's been done and all that we've been... Any discussion about that? Do we have a motion?
I'll make the motion to go ahead and approve the funds for the two workers.
I'll go ahead and read it off because it's pretty specific. So the motion Ms. Gonzalez is making is to approve a proposed work to provide and install two drinking water fountains with water bottle dispensing stations on MSA Tool site, including the installation of one retrofit drinking fountain with no chiller, and the installation of one bottle filler, which includes a chiller system, using funds from the long-term reserves. That's Ms. Gonzalez's motion.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Go ahead and take votes. Rabbi Belia?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Thank you. So that's the approval for item 2B. The motion carries. And that is the end of this committee. So, Rabbi Belia, can you adjourn?
Wait, it's not the end of the committee, please.
Oh, sorry.
We have one other motion that I'd like to have somebody look into, is the feasibility of adding onto our website the column, we could call it Being Prudent? ? Or some other poke in the eye topic.
Okay, so that'll be you directing staff to go ahead and look into that. Not
yeah,
motion.
I don't want to make it, and I'd love to hear back.
Will do.
Yes, staff will definitely take your motion and look into it and get back to you.
Okay, so with that, there's nothing else for the committee to discuss tonight. Can you go ahead and adjourn the meeting? It is 5:30.
Okay, do we need to consult with the public before we adjourn? Are there any public comments about
adjourning?
Having heard nobody from the public, we will adjourn.
At 5:30 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you.
So for